wrap my things in plastic and take my way hence.
Wrapped in plastic. Laura Palmer. There are a bunch of Laura Palmers and Larry Palmers raining out across the street from San Bruno's. Ooh, some dragage going on there. Yay. Well, thanks for the fun evening here, Dr. Hal.
Well, of course, it was fun unceasingly. Really nice to get this Zakoriak thing. All right, well, now I must load myself out, but the entire thing still continues.
When I sing, the moon listens to me in silence. When I dance, my shadow dances too. After all festivities, the guests must depart. This sadness I do not know. When I go home, the moon goes with me, and my shadow follows me.
President Nixon's high spirits on this morning, as shunning a top coat, he said goodbye to the notables who had come to see him off to China.
Moving right along. China was an unknown land. I'd read about it all my life. It was a land of mystery, and the fact that we hadn't had communication with it for 25 years builds up that mystery.
Nixon deserves credit for a master stroke that is both opportune and statesmanlike.
We knew that we were at a watershed event in human history. If it had not been undertaken, and if China had been forced back under the Soviet umbrella, the geopolitical relationship and balance in the world would be almost hopelessly against us at this time.
The question: what city gets the gift panda bears from mainland China has been settled. President. Mrs. Nixon decided today they should be displayed in the Washington Zoo.
Just checking to see how the panda thing went. I've been in a meeting, and so I was.
Oh, they were just darling. They raved about them.
How did it work? Were you able to get up to them? Do you pet them or anything like that, or they don't allow that, or how does
no,
it work?
No, they're glass cage.
Yeah. But did they get a good picture of it, I hope?
Boy, it was well covered.
Good.
They grew larger. I grew up. I can hate. I can kill. I'm a man.
Kragus, think back 6 months ago. Do you remember a certain day at your laboratory? The day you blacked out?
Of course, sir. I've been working hard. My work in the day. The order at night, I must have fainted. But I got back to my apartment. I thought very well the next day.
That day, Kragus, You suffered a cerebral hemorrhage. You died.
I died? You performed that operation on me.
The father and mother informed us of your death immediately. We were able to retrieve your body before it was discovered, and the police informed of the fact. You were duplicated and transferred.
This is some sort of a joke. The idea takes some getting used to. Me. The Kregis. A clicker.
That's right, Kregis. We're clickers. You're handling it quite well. Of course, you've had 6 months to acclimate. It's not really impossible, is it?
Kregis, what is he talking about?
Well, don't worry about it, dear. What about Maxine? Is she really like me?
Exactly.
Kregis, I don't understand any of this. I'm frightened.
There's no reason for you to be frightened. Think back, my dear. Do you recall an unusual incident at Telefax about 3 months ago?
3 months? The bomb. In the rooting room at Telefax. Of course.
Kregis remembers it too.
No, it couldn't have been then. Maxine, we were only trying to discourage the pro-integration editorials. The bomb. We thought there'd only be robots in the rooting room.
I was only stunned. I guess I went home.
It was all right. You were killed. One of our robots brought what was left of you to us. We barely got you in time. We did make you a bit thinner. You had a tendency to be plump.
That's right. After that, my clothes didn't fit. Thank you.
How do you apologize to someone for killing them? What did you do with their bodies?
They were of no further use. They were processed.
Processed?
Did you want them?
No.
In all these cases, we process the bodies. It wouldn't do to have a dead Kregis turn up when there's a live one walking around.
It's hard to think of yourself as being processed.
I would know about that.
But I still have my own face. But my hands, how can I feel so complete?
Because you are complete. A man is only the sum total of his experiences. You both have that as well as certain mechanical advantages. For instance, you can absorb knowledge directly from the computers without study.
But I just can't think of myself as a robot.
Who is better off? The king who dreams each night that he's a beggar, or the beggar who dreams each night that he's a king?
There's nothing wrong with us, Kregis.
That's just the trouble. We're perfect. Perfect machines.
Kregis, you're a gerontologist. Your branch has managed to extend life expectancy to more than 100 years.
It would be longer, but the radioactivity left by the wars is working against us.
Exactly. Births are declining at such a rate, the father-mother computed, the human race will be extinct in a couple hundred years.
We've been working against that deadline.
A According to Rule 1 of the manual, we have to operate in the best interests of humanity. That rule has forced us to take these steps.
Forced you? To take what steps?
Unfortunately, humanity doesn't always know its own best interests. The material of the human body can't exist with the radioactivity, and it isn't capable of adjusting fast enough to survive.
We're making headway.
When I perfected the thalamic transplant technique, these clickers knew about it in a day and a half.
But if you robots had to process, why'd you risk using Raven? Why didn't you just do it yourself?
We tried. But the shock of dying and being resurrected as a robot was too severe. They redied. A sort of an adjustment period was needed. Then Raven perfected a way to gap the memory so that the death experience was erased. The subject was spared the knowledge of his new type body until he was able to accept it safely. He refused to register the memory gap process, so we couldn't get hold of it.
Didn't have the thought process to use on you. Why didn't you die when you came to?
I originated the process. I understand it. I was pre-adjusted. I even made them agree to duplicate the body of my younger days when it became necessary.
Your death was necessary?
If I'd been taken alive and turned over to the police, my memory would have been dispersed and all of my unregistered formulas lost forever. But dead, they were able to save me and my memory.
How long have you had to process?
Almost a year. You two are the first full-cycle transplants.
What do you do now?
Wait for the leaders to die, and then reactivate them. When the time is right, you will announce that you've achieved immortality. When the rush for applications is over, you'll probably be deified.
So the machines take over.
Craig, is it true that there will be nothing but machines? That we are machines?
Yes. Yes, it's true. Machines. But you're a beautiful machine.
You know beauty. How do you feel toward Maxine?
I love her.
And you?
I love him very much.
And that's a lot for a couple of godless, soulless robots.
Are you godless, Kragus? Search yourself. It's important. Are you godless?
No, I don't think so.
Now I need to recreate your Enterprise on board my Enterprise. Tell me your systems and your capabilities. I think I can help.
Elaine, are you getting through to Dallas?
No, Mr. Bohr, but you are getting through to me. Now, please, if you'll just give me a few minutes, I'll have a report for you.
Harold!
Is the data transfer complete?
I have your entire Enterprise information system cloned. Now, let's get to work. All the data required to solve your problem exists somewhere in your system, Harold. However, you have no way to consolidate that data into meaningful information. Once the data is consolidated, the problem becomes easy to find and solve and even automate so it won't be a problem next time. Allow me to demonstrate. Computer, activate screen. The Enterprise automation system I'm using shows that you've lost your optical fiber connection to the reservation system. Recommendation, reroute through Cleveland.
You have the technology to locate the problem that fast?
Yes, and you can access it today, Harold, through the advanced technology of Main View. Your enterprise can be totally automated. You can spot the trouble you're likely to encounter before it becomes trouble. You can monitor your entire enterprise from a single point of control. Now, look here. Bull and Babbage's enterprise automation not only consolidates the management of your enterprise into a single point of control, but can provide you with an automatic solution.
Automation sounds great, but won't I lose control of my enterprise?
No, you are still in command. You initiate procedures to solve your problem even before your end users realize a problem exists. You decide what to automate. In fact, if you were using this technology today, the connections would have been rerouted, and you wouldn't have lost $250,000 worth of business.
Thanks, number one. Wow. So when you give the reroute command, our res lines will come back up and flight information will resume.
Yes, Harold, I could do that, but I won't. Your company's solution needs to come from a person with vision.
Me? I can do that?
You must do that.
The Dadaists are the first not to take an ecstatic attitude towards life, and this they accomplish by hacking all the slogans of ethics, culture, and inwardness, which are merely cloaks for weak muscles, into their components. Blast the ecstatic ethical attitude. Blast the bloodless abstraction of expressionism. Blast the literary hollowheads and the theories of improving the world. For Dadaism in word and image. For all the Dada things that go on in the world. To be against this manifesto is to be a Dadaist.
Dadaism demands 1. The International Revolutionary Union of all creative and intellectual men and women on the basis of radical communism. 2. The introduction of progressive unemployment through comprehensive mechanization of every field of activity. Only by unemployment does it become possible for the individual to achieve certainty as to the truth of life and finally become accustomed to experience. 3. The immediate expropriation of property, socialization, and the communal feeding of all. Further, the erection of cities of light and gardens which will belong to society as a whole and prepare man for a state of freedom. Anthropophile. Anthropophile tapeworm. Jeez. Drawing.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, we're good.
We're being told to urge people to stay indoors. The reports are coming in again.
You know what's the matter? I'm unhappy. You're unhappy about what? What do you think I'm unhappy about?
I can't alter history, but you can alter the future.
Here. I want to help you, not make things...
You don't think I set those fires, do you?
I think that you didn't mean to. You need help, that's all.
Don't you want to help me?
Not like this. I think that we need to think about what we're doing.
On all the flesh that says yes. On the forehead of all my friends. On every hand held up. I write your name.
Miss Havana, this is Jim.
Never agreed.
You know, it's not a big deal. All you do is cluck, 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 cluck.
First of all, we don't cluck. We gobble, okay? And if it's not such a big deal, why don't you be the turkey?
You want me to be the turkey?
Yeah, come on.
You want me to be the turkey?
Yeah.
You're going to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
U.S. Border Protection.
Curfew? No. It's called civilian rights. There is no curfew.
Return to your home immediately.
When do you make the rules, robot? Hey. No. Robot, come talk to me, man. Stop yourself.
Return to your home. Return to your home.
You can help me. Devuélveme mi trabajo. ¿Qué hiciste? ¿Qué hiciste, cabrón? ¡Me destrozaste el coche, pinche gringo!
Thanks for your collaboration. And remember, don't come back again.
Security breach.
That's simply not true.
An untrue?
That is just false. And a story that's just not true.
Multiple U.S. officials with direct knowledge.
The classified information that is presented in intelligence.
Well, you just said it wasn't true.
Closed door. Excuse me, but Anderson, if you want me to talk, I know CNN is feeling the heat today. I said, what heat do we feel? That you've got this raw information, this complete ridiculous fake news, actually just fake news.
Jumping up and down the floor. My hat is an animal. And once there was an animal, it had a song that mowed the lawn. The sun was an okay guy. They had a pet dragonfly. The dragonfly ran away, but it came back with a story to say.
Absolutely no, people are like, why did you run a story?
The teddy paws and furry coat. She ran down the forest of talking trees. They used to sing about the birds and the bees. The bees had to play
the painting.
The sky wasn't big enough for them all.
The paintings.
The birds, they got help from below.
The paintings.
From dirty ponds and the creatures of snow.
Paintings, sculptures, drawings. Drawings, paintings, sculptures, drawings.
Central Office, V5. Amendment to Amendment, EEE, AAAA,
in order to render Dada intercourse, red coupons are to be introduced in all countries. Signed, Bargeld, certified to be true.
The exhibition was closed on account of pornographic tendencies, but it reopened in May, when it turned out that the only picture to which exception had been taken was a Dürer. Plaster relief. Fleur géométrique.
Among us were neither blasé people nor cynics, actors nor anarchists who took the Dada scandal seriously.
No man can serve two masters.
Plastic Pat because she was my wife. The people that give that kind of image are basically the women reporters. And, you know, we talk about men reporters, but the women reporters are more bitchy than the men.
You're very hard on female reporters, Mr. President.
Well, I'm hard on all reporters, but only in a friendly way.
I would like to broaden the subject, Mr. President. There are the problems of drugs, of disaffection with the war, of general alienation. What do you see as the greatest problem facing the American family today?
Well, you put your finger, of course, on two problems, but I think they tend to be more symptoms than causes. I think the fundamental cause must be a sense of insecurity, a sense of insecurity that comes from the old values being torn away.
Homosexuality, immorality generally, these are the enemies of strong societies. God damn it, we have got to stand up to these people. I do not mind the homosexuality, I understand. Nevertheless, the point that I make is that, God damn it, I do not think that you glorify homosexuality any more than you glorify horrors. Now, we all have weaknesses and so forth and so on, but God damn it, what do you think that does to kids? You know what happened to the Greeks? Homosexuality destroyed them. Sure, Aristotle was a homo. We all know that. So was Socrates. You know what happened to the Romans? The last six Roman emperors were fags.
Now you find.
You know what happened to the Poles? The Poles were laying the nuns. That's been going on for years, centuries.